Hello, Honey Roots family, and anyone else who might be listening to the short devotion today. You might agree that there is an element of irony in that on this Freedom Day, we find our country and much of the world in lockdown, and all of us confined to our homes. I'm so pleased that you have joined me today, and my prayer is that together we will be encouraged as we look at a few portions of God's Word. There can be no denying that each one of us have in some way or another been impacted by the COVID-19 virus. And if you are like me, then you too are reflecting on what a post-COVID-19 world is going to look like. For many, this question and the accompanying uncertainties come with an element of concern and perhaps even fear. Well, based on God's word, for us as believers, there is good news. You see, because when we look at Scripture, we find that there are many accounts recorded for us which demonstrate that our God is in the business of being with His people at all times. And yes, this includes the difficult times as well. Won't you come with me as we take a look at just four well-known accounts recorded in Scripture which illustrate this very point, two from the Old Testament and two from the New. The first one we will look at is in Exodus chapter 14. This is the well-known account of when the children of Israel, having left Egypt, find themselves on the banks of the Red Sea. Pharaoh has once again had a change of heart and decided that he wants the Israelites recaptured and returned to slavery in Egypt. The children of Israel are in quite a predicament, with no human way of escaping the rapidly approaching Egyptian army. We pick up the sequence of events in verse 21 of Exodus 14, which read, "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left." And we know that once the Israelites had crossed the Red Sea, it again closed, destroying the pursuing Egyptian troops. Here we see how God came through for his people when they found themselves in this desperate situation. Secondly, let's take a look at Daniel chapter 6, where we read of the time when King Darius was tricked into issuing a decree that for a period of 30 days no one was to pray to any god or human being other than himself. Then as a result of this decree, King Darius was compelled to have Daniel, who he liked and respected, thrown into a den of lions. After Daniel had survived the night with the lions, we read from verse 19 that at the first light of dawn, the king, that is King Darius, got up and hurried to the lions' den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions." You see that once again, God was with his servant Daniel when he was in quite a spot of bother. Thirdly, we read the account in Acts chapter 16 of when Paul and Silas were beaten and imprisoned in Philippi for preaching the gospel. This passage goes on to describe how that after having been placed in the inner cell of the prison and in stocks, just to be sure that they couldn't escape, that at around midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns, we read from verse 26 that suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Here again, we see how God in a miraculous way intervened when Paul and Silas found themselves incarcerated for their faith and under heavy guard. Lastly, we look at the account of our Lord Jesus Christ himself in Mark chapter 4. The setting is that because of the large crowd of people who had gathered to hear Jesus teach, he got into a boat, pushed a little way away from the shoreline, and taught the crowd from this vantage point. At the end of his day of teaching, Jesus suggested to his disciples that they cross over to the other side of the lake. While doing this, a violent storm came up, and this is where we pick up the account in verse 38 of Mark chapter 4. And it reads, "Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm." Again, we see how Jesus came to the aid of his disciples when they believed that they were in a life-threatening situation. In these four accounts, we see that when God's people found themselves in dangerous and even desperate situations, he was with them in the trial. Perhaps all too often we are inclined to think that the God we read of in the Bible is somehow different to the God of today. Let us be reminded that the God who created the universe, the God of the Old and the New Testaments, the God who has sustained his people and his church down through the annals of history, is the same God who will once again be with his people through the COVID-19 pandemic and its after effects. As God's children, you and I can be encouraged and draw comfort from the fact that he is interested in and intimately involved in every aspect of our lives, big or small. There are numerous passages of scripture which promise God's protection over and care for us, his people, in our everyday situations, which include these current times. I'm sure that each one of us can reflect back on times when we have experienced God being with us through a difficult situation. Perhaps we didn't even realize it at the time, but when looking back, this became very evident. So today, on this somewhat unusual Freedom Day, let us be encouraged and our spirits lifted in the knowledge that as God's children, we know that despite our circumstances, we can have the inner joy of knowing that we do not walk this path alone, but that we have God's Holy Spirit in us, which then gives us freedom in the true sense of the word. Won't you join me as we pray together? Our great and mighty Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy word, the Bible, which you have given to us, and from which we have seen today that you are always in control, and that throughout history you have always been with your children, through the good times and the bad. Thank you that we can be encouraged knowing that this is as true today as ever before. Please would you help us not to be overcome with fear because of the situation the world finds itself in at this time, but for this to rather drive us to our knees in prayer, and in so doing draw strength in the knowledge that you are sovereign and that you will accomplish your providential plan in every detail of our lives. Lord, as our country celebrates Freedom Day today, would we as your people experience and demonstrate to those around us the true freedom which we enjoy in our risen Christ. We ask these things in your powerful name. Amen.